Today on Gardening in a Minute, runoff and water pollution. When it rains, water flows down our streets, sidewalks, and driveways, and everything that's on the pavement, like grass clippings, fertilizer, and oil, gets washed into the storm drains. What many people don't realize is that our storm drains don't lead to the nearest water treatment facility, like our home's water pipes do. Instead, they lead to a stormwater basin or empty directly into the closest body of water. The water's not filtered or cleansed first. You can help reduce water pollution by minimizing fertilizer and pesticide use. Sweep up sand, grass clippings, and other debris from hard surfaces, and don't dump or wash anything other than stormwater down a storm drain. Be part of the solution by helping to protect our surface water bodies. For more about runoff and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pruning hedges. How to properly prune your hedge depends on the type of hedge that you have. Informal hedges consist of a row of closely planted shrubs, which are allowed to develop into their natural shape. Annual pruning involves thinning and shaping just enough to maintain desired height and width. Formal hedges have a hard outline of foliage from the top of the hedge to the ground. They should be clipped while the new growth is green and succulent, and plants should be trimmed so that the base of the hedge is wider than the top. Hedges pruned with a narrow base will lose lower leaves and branches because of the lack of light. Flowering hedges should be sheared after they have bloomed to prevent cutting off flower buds. For more about pruning hedges, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, spring irrigation maintenance. Irrigation systems are a wonderful convenience for helping to maintain our landscapes, but they do take some care. Now's a great time to test your system to make sure it's operating correctly. Check all your irrigation zones to see if all the heads are working properly and unclog or replace sprinkler heads that aren't functioning. Adjust the heads so that they're not watering sidewalks, streets, and driveways. Water applied to these surfaces wastes your money and precious natural resources. Adjust your irrigation timer when the seasons change so as not to over or underwater. You should also calibrate your sprinkler system to determine how much water you're putting out with each application. This is an easy process that can be done by anyone. For more about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, starting vegetable gardens from seed. When planting vegetable gardens, many gardeners buy starter plants, but you can also start your garden from seed. Starting from seed saves money and allows you to select from a wide variety of vegetables that come in a range of tastes and colors and are suited for your area. You can direct seed them or plant them in small containers until they're large enough to transplant. Different vegetables should be planted at different times of the year. Order fresh seed well in advance of planting or buy from local sources right before planting. Sow more than you think you'll need and thin out the weaker plants. Consider starting seeds throughout the season for a continuous vegetable harvest. Don't be intimidated by starting from seed. It's a fun and easy project. For more information on starting a garden, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, slow-release fertilizer. Have you heard of slow-release fertilizer and wondered whether you should use it? Nutrients from misapplied fertilizers can be washed from our landscapes into waterways by rain and irrigation runoff. Slow-release fertilizer can help reduce these pollution problems because it dissolves slowly. Bags are marked slow-release or controlled release, and the fertilizer label indicates the percentage of slow-release nutrients. The higher the percentage, the less chance there is of leaching. Slow-release fertilizers can also be applied less frequently than other kinds, making them more cost-effective. Your plants will be fed with light but frequent doses of fertilizer, which will help them thrive. Look for a fertilizer with some of the nitrogen in slow-release form and help protect our fragile environment. For more about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.